Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk Radio with your host, certified life coach, international speaker, and author, Nayshawn Turner. Uniquely Designed Talk is all about encouraging, motivating, inspiring, and empowering you to redesign your life to achieve your personal and professional goals and dreams. So get ready to experience your moment of transformation as you listen to Nayshawn and her guest on Uniquely Designed Talk.
Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday to all of you, and welcome to Uniquely Designed Talk, the Total Empowered Woman radio show. And I'm your host, Nayshawn Turner, and I am so excited that you are here today. Listen, I've been waiting all week just to share today's show with you, and I think that it's going to benefit you in such a profound way, because I think what I'm going to talk about today is a universal thing that we all have at some point in our lives have struggled with. And so what I want to talk to you about today is excuses. Excuses. Excuses is the power of staying stuck, right? So listen, I want you to do me a favor. I want you to call someone. I want you to text them. I want you to email them. I want you to FaceTime them, whatever you need to do, and tell them, hey, Nayshawn is on the air, and she's going to be talking about something that's going to transform your life. All right, so let's just jump right into the show. You know, I thought about this as I was doing, spending some quiet time, and I was reading a particular scripture. And in the scripture, it's a powerful story, and I can't wait to share it with you. But it made me think about excuses. You know, excuses. We all have them. We all share them. And unfortunately, we all tend to believe that they are absolutely the truth. But if we aren't careful, excuses will really paralyze our progress, and it'll hold us back from really moving forward as planned. So on today's show, I want to share why we make excuses and how to break free and move beyond them to get to where we want to be. So listen, I want to talk to you about a scripture that I found very interesting, and it's a scripture that about a man who was laying at a pool for 38 years. Now, I mean, that alone is something that'll grab your attention. Like, why are you laying there for 38 years? And the story goes as, you know, at times back in the biblical days, there was a story that the angels will come down, stir the water. Whoever jumps in first will get healed. So this man has been laying there for quite a while. And along comes Jesus and sees this man, and he says, "Do you want to be well?" Now, you know what, that seems like that's a very obvious thing, that he wants to be well. He's there. He wants to get in the water, right? So I thought that was interesting. Do you want to get well? And so as I go through the story, I realize that this man has been in a stuck season. I don't know how many of you have ever been in a stuck season, but that's not a season where you want to be. And the thing that was interesting about this entire thing is that this man was laying at the pool, right? He was laying close to it for 38 years, right? And so when you think about it, what was holding him back from really getting into the pool? And so we're going to look at what he says. And one of the things that he says is that, you know, well, you know, when Jesus asked him the question, do you want to be well? He said, well, every time I try to get in, you know, somebody always jumps in front of me. And so I want to deal with the excuses that this man had back then that many of us still have today. And so one of the things I want you to identify when it comes to excuses, or to understand about excuses, is that excuses keeps us from taking responsibility. This man said, every time I get ready to get into the water, somebody always jumps in front of us, in front of me. And see, one thing about this guy is that, you know, he's doing the same thing every day. which is nothing, right? And so he's wondering, why hasn't anything changed? You know, sometimes we are at a place where it looks as if we want something to change. He was near the pool, so it looked like it made people think that, yeah, he's ready for something to happen in his life, you know, but every day there was no movement. So how many of you have ever just been so close where you have that appearance that you really want something to change? You have the appearance that you want to lose weight, you want to grow your business, you want your marriage to be better, you want your relationships to thrive, but yet you haven't stepped into what it is that is going to take for you to do that. See, one thing about excuses, number one, it keeps you from taking responsibility. This man refused to own why he was still stuck. And it's important for us to recognize, why are we still stuck? You know, I need to take some ownership of that. And I know that there has been times where I've been guilty of that. You know, it's always, you know, something else. Well, I don't have the right people to really take this to the next level for me, or I don't have the right people in place, or for this to actually be, whether it's the book to be edited correctly or whatever that it is, I need to find, you know, whatever. And so we kind of have all of these excuses, and you say, okay, why don't you have that, right? And so it's important for us to take ownership. And so I'm going to give you a 1-2 punch. I'm going to tell you what the excuse is, and then I'm going to give you the solution right behind it. So the excuse number one is excuses that keeps us from taking responsibility, from owning it, right? And we're always blaming other people. When you think of this man, guess what? He could have asked for help, right? Asked for somebody, help me get in the pool. The story never says that he does that. So we're assuming that he doesn't, that he didn't do that. The other thing was that 38 years, listen, you could have crawled all the way there, you know, somehow by that time. You should have already been there. So there's a responsibility that we have, which means that we have the ability to respond to what it is that is in front of us to do, right? So if you don't take that type of situation by the horns and say, okay, I'm going to do something about it, it keeps you stuck. See, one thing about excuses, you have to realize that you have to break free of the addiction of excuses. Excuses are like a drug. You know, it makes you feel good. It makes you want to relax and just chill and not do any more than what you've been doing before. But if you don't break that addiction, it will keep you stuck. Number two, you know, is that excuses keeps you stuck from even making any type of effort, right? In other words, excuses really keeps you from really moving towards that thing that you want to achieve. So what you have to do is examine what's keeping, what's in your way right now, what's blocking you. Is it your mindset? Is it the people that you're around? Is it the attitude that you have? Is it the words that you're speaking? You know, I'll never change. This will never happen for me, right? Is it the limited thinking, you know, that you really believe about yourself? Is the people that say, oh, it can't happen. You know, why are you even trying that? You know, whatever it is, there is something that's blocking you. And it just may be you, period, just not wanting to do anything, just sheer laziness, right? And so you really have to be honest with that and examine, what is it that I am doing that is keeping me from moving in a direction that I want to go? And number three, excuses keeps us in our comfort zone. It really does. Why? Because it's easier to stay right where you are. But one of the things that I love at the conclusion of this story is that Jesus asked him a question, right? And when the man gave him all the excuses, Jesus didn't even respond to that, you know? And you, in other words, you need to have people that can speak into your life, and you need to give them permission to do that. And because what they're going to do, these other people is not going to tolerate your excuses. They're not going to tolerate your mess. They're not going to tolerate the things that you have been telling yourself all of this time. These are people who see the potential that's in you. They're ready to call it out, and they're ready to help you to see that you already have what it takes to get to where you want to be. When Jesus looked at this man, he said to him, get up. He just told him, get up, get up. Take up all of this stuff that you've been laying on, that you've been using as excuse, and go ahead and walk. In other words, he saw what was in him. He didn't want to hear the excuses anymore. He just told him, get up. Sometimes having someone to tell you to get up will help you to recognize, wow, I have more in me than what I thought I had. And when you're surrounded by people like that, that's not going to allow you to just sit there and be inactive in your life because you're wasting potential, or sit there and waste their time because you don't want to do, they're going to give you one word, get up, do something, right? And so we have to recognize that excuses is the power for staying stuck. And we empower it every day when we refuse to do what we know we need to do. So we need to be honest. We need to be honest. We need to be honest with ourselves, honest with our situation, honest with our circumstances, honest with what it is that we're going to do, having that accountability of someone in our lives that's going to really keep us on track with what it is that we are saying that we want to do. In other words, keeping us in integrity. So it's important for you to be able to look at what's really going on in your life, and why is this thing the thing that's been holding you back? Why haven't you made that step? Why haven't you moved forward? Why have you allowed yourself to play the victim, right, instead of being a player in your own game? It's up to you. Listen, excuses are powerful. They are the thing that will keep you paralyzed and keep you right where you are, not for one, not for two, not for 3 years, but for this man, 38 years. That's half of a person's lifetime almost. And so it's important that you have to recognize what's more important to you, what's valuable to you that you want to do so badly that you're willing to stop with the excuses and take responsibility, to stop allowing yourself to be inactive in your own life, sitting on the sideline and watching your life go by like this man did, and stop allowing yourself to stay in your comfort zone. You got to stretch. You got to move out. You got to take responsibility. You've got to rid yourself of the power and the addiction of excuses that makes it easy for you to stay there. And you have to have those people that's going to no longer tolerate the things you've been tolerating and the excuses, and to just give you one word, listen, it's up to you. Get up, take up all the other stuff, and let's get moving, right? And so I just wanted to share this with you. It's more of an inspiration than anything today, that I wanted to just get you moving in the right direction, get you thinking about the excuses that you have relied on, that you have leaned on, that you have depended on, that have always been faithful to you, right, to be there whenever you don't want to do something. And so excuses really is that. It allows us to not really want to do what we really know we should do, right? And so those things comfort us, and they keep us where we are, which is safe, right, and where we don't have to do much, but yet look and blame other people. It's time to take inventory today. Take inventory of where you are. Take inventory of the excuses, the lies, the deception that we've allowed ourselves to get into that is allowing us to stay where we are. So listen, I hope today's message has really inspired you, has kind of been like that kick in the butt that sometimes we all need to get going, because listen, we're just at the beginning of the year, and there's so much year to live out in a big and powerful way. All right, you guys, thank you for tuning in. Share this message. Follow me here on Blog Talk Radio. You don't want to miss next week. We're going to have a wonderful guest that's coming on, Cherie Banks, and we're going to be talking about how to really refocus and refresh for your next purpose assignment, so you don't want to miss it. And listen, follow me on my website, NaishawnTurner.com. Got some great things coming up. And listen, if you need help, just go ahead and set up an empowerment clarity call, and I'll be glad to help you to move out of this place called excuses that's been keeping you stuck to the place you really want to be. All right, you guys, have an empowering day, and I'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Uniquely Designed Talk. Tune in every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time. And remember, own who you are every day to become everything that you were meant to do and be as we empower you to uniquely design your life.